100%. It's NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. As a fiduciary, Fisher Investments is obligated to act in their clients' best interest. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from the Yoga Center of Lawrence and their Yoga Basics 9-week series starting on Tuesday that introduces the families of yoga poses that helps develop a consistent practice. Passes at yogacenterofLawrence.org. Kicking off our noon hour with a bit of music by Igor Stravinsky from the Firebird Suite, The Game of the Golden Apples. Conductor James DePriest led the Oregon Symphony here on Kansas Public Radio. And it's good to be with you to keep classical music going through the afternoon hours. I'm Jeff Watson. With, in this noon hour, some works for violin for our admiration. We'll hear a sonata for violin by a fellow named Adler and a concerto from Vivaldi. In the latter case, the Bach Ensemble and Stanley Ritchie have Grosso Mogul, one of the concertos from Vivaldi. That and more is in the offing this afternoon. As we continue, Sir Alexander Gibson conducts the Scottish National Orchestra. What we'll hear is a tone poem composed around the year of 1893 by Jean Sibelius, known as Ansaga. It references no specific program, literary source, or occasion, just invites the audience to imagine their own adventure. Sir Alexander Gibson is here with the Scottish National Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio. Composed in 1893 and known as Ansaga, a symphonic poem by Jean Sibelius. We listen there to the Scottish National Orchestra led by Sir Alexander Gibson here on Kansas Public Radio, where it is a minute past 12:30 and works for violin on the way. Among them, the Bach Ensemble joining us in about 10 minutes' time for Grosso Mogul, one of the concertos of Antonio Vivaldi. As coming up in a few minutes here on KPR, support for classical music comes from the National World War I Museum and Memorial, a Kansas City landmark with programs and exhibitions illustrating the enduring impact of the Great War on people across the globe. More at theworldwar.org. And the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu. We have a little music for violin and harpsichord next for you by an American composer, Samuel Adler, born in 1928, a member of the faculty at both the University of Rochester's Eastman School of Music as well as the Juilliard School. His second sonata for violin, played by Charles Castleman with Barbara Harbach at the harpsichord, is next on KPR. By American composer Samuel Adler. Sonata number 2 for violin and harpsichord, played by Charles Castleman, and at harpsichord Barbara Harbach, on Kansas Public Radio, where it is 12:44. At the top of the hour, news from NPR. We're enjoying classical music until 3. Celebrating 70 years on the air, we're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio's 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City. KPR's Spring Membership Drive, the Campaign for Excellence, wrapped up on Friday with almost $311,000 pledged by our listeners. Every dollar pledged is an investment in great music, in-depth news, and unparalleled entertainment. Thank you, everybody who made a pledge during the drive. If it's something you meant to do but didn't get around to, you can always make your contribution online at that website, kansaspublicradio.org. KPR would like to thank local businesses like the Burger Stand and Taco Zone, whose generous donations help to make KPR's membership drive possible. Some more music for a violin, with orchestra brought in this time, in one of the many violin concertos of Antonio Vivaldi. This one may have been a set of variations for an opera that was around the year of 1713, known as Il Gran Mogul. This particular violin concerto is known as Grosso Mogul. We'll hear the Bach Ensemble with violinist Stanley Ritchie on KPR. Known as Grosso Mogul, one of the violin concertos of Antonio Vivaldi, performed by the Bach Ensemble, led by Joshua Rifkin, and violinist Stanley Ritchie. And with that, it's just about time for NPR News. It'll be followed by the next hour of music, where the Westphalian Symphony Orchestra will be ready with one of the piano concertos of Mili Balakirev. Celebrating 70 years on the air, we're live, we're local, Kansas Public Radio, is KANU and KANU HD 1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD 1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD 1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, online at kansaspublicradio.org.
NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Indeed, a hiring platform committed to helping businesses of all sizes. Businesses can invite candidates to apply, then schedule and conduct interviews in one place. Indeed.com/NPR. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. Some music in waltz form from Hungarian composer Franz Lehár. The Gold and Silver Waltz, played by the Cincinnati Pops Orchestra, led by Eric Kunzel, here on Kansas Public Radio, kicking things off in our 1 o'clock hour of classical music. And it's good to be with you for it. I'm Jeff Watson. Back with you with some music by a composer whose life and works were of a major influence to just about every Russian composer of the late 19th century. Coming up, we've got the piano concerto of Mili Balakirev, the Westphalian Symphony, as a performance for you in just a little bit. Support for classical music comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu. We'll proceed next with some music by an English composer born in 1905, who studied music from an early age, and for the beginning of his life and career, he was a virtuoso flutist with the London Symphony Orchestra. Later on, the founder of the Composers Guild of Great Britain, music from one William Alwyn, and a trio he wrote for flute, cello, and piano, played respectively by Kate Hill, Caroline Dernley, and Julius Drake on Kansas Public Radio. Trio for flute, cello, and piano by English composer William Alwyn. Flutist Kate Hill, playing cello Carolyn Dernley, and pianist Julius Drake on Kansas Public Radio. The time is 1:26. There'll be news from NPR at the top of the hour. Classical music continues till 3 today. Celebrating 70 years on the air, we're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio is 91.5 Lawrence, 99.5 Manhattan, and always online for you at kansaspublicradio.org. There'll be more classical music this evening with Classics Live at 7. And from 8 to 9, Destiny Ann Mermegan is your host. And tonight, Tango Thursday. At 8 p.m., you'll hear Destiny's pick to fit that theme. You'll also hear arguably one of Prokofiev's greatest musical achievements, his third piano concerto. And something that premiered on this day in 1749, Handel's Music for the Royal Fireworks. Classical Music with Destiny, your host tonight from 8 to 9. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Eagle's Rest, a locally owned natural mattress and furniture store in Lawrence, with heirloom quality furniture by Akronis, Copeland, Cisco Brothers, and Younger. Online at eaglesrestnaturalhome.com. For you next on KPR, music by 19th century Russian composer Mili Balakirev, who was the head of what in Russia were known as the Mighty Handful, a group of five composers consisting of Balakirev, Borodin, Cesar Cui, Mussorgsky, and Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov. Of course, among those group, they were all amateur musicians compared to Balakirev, who was more of a professional, and he imparted many of his musical ideas and techniques to most of Russia's great 19th century composers. What we'll listen to is dated from some unspecified time in the late 19th century, Balakirev's second piano concerto. Siegfried Landau leads the Westphalian Symphony with pianist Michael Ponte on KBR. The Westphalian Symphony Orchestra, led by Siegfried Landau, pianist Michael Ponte, all together in the second piano concerto in E flat major by Mili Balakirev on Kansas Public Radio. Where it's 2 o'clock, about time for NPR News, followed by our next hour of classical music, where we'll listen straight away to the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra and Mozart's Third Horn Concerto. Those and other delights still to come in our afternoon of listening. Celebrating 70 years on the air, we're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3. KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3. And online at kansaspublicradio.org.
NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Bank of America, offering access to resources and digital tools designed to help local to global companies make moves for their businesses. Learn more at bankofamerica.com/banking for business. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. There's a little music by English composer Sidney Torch, composer in the vein of light music and whose works were a mainstay of BBC Radio throughout the early 20th century. There is a tune of his called Shooting Star. We heard Barry Wordsworth as conductor of the BBC Concert Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio, your place for NPR News, classical music as well. And between now and 3 o'clock, we're enjoying the latter. Some more music from an English composer. Frederick Delius is in the offing when the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra has the tone poem Over the Hills and Far Away. That's in a little bit here on KPR. Some live music coming to the area. Tomorrow evening, the KC Chamber Orchestra is going to be in concert tomorrow evening at Old Mission United Methodist Church. They'll have music by Mozart, Haydn's Fire Symphony, and a good deal more. There's a pre-concert talk at 7 p.m. tomorrow evening, and the concert is at 8 p.m. in Old Mission United Methodist Church in Fairway, Kansas, and that's tomorrow evening. We'll have a little bit of Mozart to enjoy next, as the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra is joined by horn virtuoso William Purvis for Mozart's Third Horn Concerto. That's next here on KPR. The Orpheus Chamber Orchestra, with the horn virtuoso William Purvis in the Third Horn Concerto in E-flat major by Mozart, here on Kansas Public Radio. Music by Mozart is going to be featured in a concert by the Kansas City Chamber Orchestra, performing tomorrow evening at Old Mission United Methodist Church in Fairway, Kansas, in an 8 p.m. concert. Mozart's Sinfonia Concertante, as well as Haydn's Fire Symphony, that and more, in tomorrow evening's concert. Once again, at Old Mission United Methodist Church in Fairway, Kansas, a pre-concert talk at 7 p.m., and the concert is at 8 p.m. You can find out more about the concert and get your tickets all at kcchamberorchestra.org. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Porter Cattle Company, raising cattle in the heart of Wildcat Country near Emporia. Richard Porter supports the variety of music heard on KPR and believes listeners' financial contributions are vital to continuing Kansas Public Radio's mission. And Peasley Tech, serving the needs of Douglas County businesses and residents by offering over 20 programs for job readiness and training in trades, transportation, healthcare, and applied technologies. Information at peasleytech.org. Next on KPR, we have some French chamber music, something written in the year 1929 by composer Vincent Dundy. And although he wrote it late in his life, while he was in his late 70s, this is a piece of music with all the energy and verve of a young composer. Piano Trio No. 2 in G, put on for us by the Horshovsky Trio. They're the players of the Horshovsky Trio, with Piano Trio No. 2, in G major, composed late in the life and career of French composer Vincent Dundy in 1929, here on Kansas Public Radio, where it is 2:45, 15 minutes till 3 o'clock, and all things considered, from NPR News. That's going to be followed by an evening of Classics Live at 7 o'clock, and Classical Music with Destiny Ann Mermagan, your host from 8 to 9 tonight. Tango Thursday, and at 8 p.m. you'll hear Destiny's pick to fit that theme. You'll also hear arguably one of Prokofiev's greatest musical achievements, his third piano concerto, and something that premiered on this day in 1749, Handel's Music for the Royal Fireworks. Enjoy those and other works with Destiny tonight from 8 to 9 on KPR. As for our own afternoon of music, we next move on to a recording of the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra for Something For You, written by Frederick Delius, sometime around the year of 1893. It's not quite sure exactly when this piece was completed, but definitely by 1897. Around that time, Delius was living the life of a bohemian artist in the outskirts of Paris. But for the summertime, he liked to go to the Norwegian mountains and pass by great and awesome picturesque scenes of nature, which served as the inspiration for this fantasy overture known as Over the Hills and Far Away. So Thomas Beecham and the Royal Philharmonic on KPR. Known as Over the Hills and Far Away, a fantasy overture by Frederick Delius from the late 19th century. Sir Thomas Beecham led the Royal Philharmonic here on KPR. Where we've just about arrived at 3 o'clock, All Things Considered, is next. Later on tonight, classical music continues with Classics Live at 7, and an hour of music with Destiny and Mermagan getting underway at 8. I'm Jeff Watson. Thanks for joining me. We'll visit again at noon tomorrow. Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, and online at kansaspublicradio.org.